following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented truth. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati. The conspirators thereupon conceived the plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy for an unremitting public campaign that victims among the ignorant of all nations have failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within a conspiracy. The revolutionary attempt to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. Lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from this satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness.
This voice is added to the millions around the world who seek the truth and who speak the truth. This is the Iconoclast Report with Carolyn Harris. Prepare to have your paradigm shattered. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the February 28th edition of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, and today we are talking about bioweapons, specifically Lyme disease and Morgellons disease. We're going to talk about what the purpose of these biological weapons are. They obviously, some of them are to eliminate enemy personnel so that there are less soldiers to fight. A second purpose is also to disable the soldiers and also the civilians who, when the soldiers get thinned out enough, may end up taking the place of the formal army soldiers. Now, there have been a lot of uses of biological weapons throughout recent history. In World War II, they used mustard gas and things like that. In Vietnam, they used Agent Orange and things like that. Well, the United States has quite a history of testing biological weapons agents, whether they are gas or germs, bacteria, and so on humans without their knowledge. As always, we use my particular website, which is called The Library, and you can find that on www.nwolibrary.com. I upload documents there for anyone to access at any time, and you can download them and read along, or you can just write down the names of them and look them up later. The first one I'm going to read from is called The History of U.S. Secret Experimentation from Health News Network, and that is located in the biomedical section of the library. And we will be talking about that a little bit more after the break. I always do post the links to these documents in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, and you can get there by going to www.oraclebroadcasting.com and just click on the little chat room button, and you'll be able to see the link and go right to the document. So looks like we are going to come up on a break right now. I apologize, everybody. I'm having a little technical difficulty. I cannot hear anything. So you'll have to just kind of bear with me on this. So we will talk about this document on the other side of the break. Thank you.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate-controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable that brave new world, which is essentially the account of a society making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagine to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, standardize the population, to iron out inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, today we're talking about bioweapons and specifically Lyme disease and Morgellons disease. If you've never heard of either of these, you're going to learn all about it today. First document that we are going to reference is called The History of U.S. Secret Experimentation, and that is from Health News Network. And again, you can locate these documents that I cite here on my research website. It's called The Library, and you can get there by going to www.nwolibrary.com. So this document says, and we're just going to read a few of these. I left a lot of them out for the sake of time. But starting in 1931, Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, under the auspices of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigation, infects human subjects with cancer cells. He later goes on to establish the U.S. Army Biological Warfare Facilities in Maryland, Utah, and Panama, and is named to the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. In 1950, in an experiment to determine how susceptible an American city would be to biological attack, the U.S. Navy spreads a cloud of bacteria from ships over San Francisco. Monitoring devices are situated throughout the city in order to test the extent of infection. Many residents became ill with pneumonia-like symptoms, so obviously it worked. In 1953, U.S. military releases clouds of zinc-cadmium sulfide gas over Winnipeg, Canada, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Fort Wayne, and the Monocacy River in Maryland and Leesburg, Virginia. Their intent is to determine how efficiently they could disperse chemical agents. Isn't that kind? They started with Americans. 1953, joint Army-Navy-CIA experiments are conducted in which tens of thousands of people in New York and San Francisco are exposed to the airborne germs Serratia marcescens and Bacillus globuli. 1955, the CIA, in an experiment to test its ability to infect human populations with biological agents, releases the bacteria withdrawn from the Army's biological warfare arsenal over Tampa Bay, Florida. 1968, CIA experiments with the possibility of poisoning drinking water by injecting chemicals into the water supply of the FDA in Washington, D.C. And wow, isn't that a little bit ironic? I think so. In 1969, Dr. Robert McMahon, the Department of Defense, requests from Congress $10 million to develop, within 5 to 10 years, a synthetic biological agent to which no immunity exists. Remember that date, 1969. 1970, United States intensifies its development of ethnic weapons, and this source is from the Military Review, November 1970, designed to selectively target and eliminate specific ethnic groups who are susceptible due to genetic differences and variations in their DNA. 1975, the virus section of Fort Detrick Center for Biological Warfare Research is renamed the Frederick Cancer Research Facilities and placed under the supervision of the National Cancer Institute. It is here that a special virus cancer program is initiated by the U.S. Navy, purportedly to develop cancer-causing viruses. It is also here that retrovirologists isolate a virus to which no immunity exists. It is later named HTLV, human T-cell leukemia virus, just like AIDS. 1986, a report to Congress reveals that the U.S. government's current generation of biological agents includes modified viruses, naturally occurring toxins, and agents that are altered through genetic engineering to change immunological character and prevent treatment by all existing vaccines. 1987, the Department of Defense admits that despite a treaty banning research and development of biological agents, it continues to operate research facilities at 127 facilities and universities around the nation. 1994, with a technique called gene tracking, Dr. Garth Nicholson at the Marilyn Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, discovers that many returning Desert Storm veterans are infected with an altered strain of Mycoplasma incognitus, a microbe commonly used in the production of biological weapons. Incorporated into its molecular structure is 40% of the HIV protein coat, indicating that it had been man-made. 1994, Senator John D. Rockefeller issues a report revealing that for the last 50 years, the Department of Defense has used hundreds of thousands of military personnel in human experiments and for intentional exposure to dangerous substances. Materials included mustard and nerve gas, ionizing radiation, psychochemicals, hallucinogens, and drugs used during the Gulf War. 1995, Dr. Garth Nicholson uncovers evidence that the biological agents used during the Gulf War had been manufactured in Houston, Texas and Boca Raton, Florida, and tested on prisoners in the Texas Department of Corrections. Excuse me. Well, biological weapons have been tested elsewhere around the world also. Now, there are two kinds of bioweapons used by militaries. There are hard kill weapons, and those obviously are meant to kill within a very short time, if not immediately. There are also soft kill weapons, and those are meant to disable, to kill slowly and surreptitiously so the population can't fight back because it's too ill and too preoccupied with illness and their poor health and taking care of all the millions of people that are ill from these soft kill weapons. Now, we are going to next quote a document called Lyme Disease, a Biological Weapon, by a lady named Marjorie Tietjen, and that is located in the library, again at www.nwolibrary.com, in the biomedical research section under Lyme disease. She says government biological warfare documents speak of incapacitating agents as being the most effective at disabling a nation. When a population is infected with a lethal agent, it's very obvious that measures need to be taken, such as quarantine, antibiotics, etc. This helps to curb and abort the epidemic. A much more discreet, diabolical, and effective method of disabling a country would be to employ a moderately infectious organism or combination, what they call Russian doll cocktails, which would pass slowly through the population unnoticed. Some of the criteria for effective disabling agents are as follows. Number one, a biological agent which lacks objective signs that can be determined by medical testing. Many patients who are extremely ill with mycoplasma or Lyme infections are told that all their tests are normal, therefore the problems must be all in their heads. Many people labeled with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia are told the same thing. If they'd only get a new job, a hobby, or begin to exercise, well, they'd just be fine. Number two, an agent which would produce so many symptoms throughout the body that it would appear that the patient was malingering or faking. This criteria prevents the medical community from taking the disease seriously, and in the meantime, it passes quietly through the population, being labeled as many separate diseases and conditions. Sounds like we're up against the break. We will continue pointing from this document on the other side. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Pull back the curtain to explain. Expose the Matrix on Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder and Joel Disson, weekdays at 7 p.m. on the one and only Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. I want to thank you so much for sharing your Saturday with me. We were just discussing some of the criteria that make effective disabling agents of biowarfare weapons. So we talked about ones that would have a lot of symptoms, one that would have so many symptoms that no one could tell what it actually was, and people would be labeled as having multiple diseases and conditions. Now, the third one is a disabling agent, if it's an agent that is a combination of several diseases, some of which could be genetically engineered, then it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, to diagnose and treat. Number four, diseases which are spread by insect vectors are very much sought after. This makes an epidemic much easier to pass off as a natural event while concealing the identity of the perpetrators. Now, remember that, everybody, and keep that in mind as we continue. Dr. Donald MacArthur, who is in charge of the development and testing of biological weapons for the Pentagon, had this to say at a hearing before the subcommittee of the Committee on Appropriations in 1969. Quote, incapacitating agents are a more recent development and are largely in the R&D phase, and that was in 1969. In fact, the prime emphasis in agent R&D is on developing better incapacitating agents. We are synthesizing new compounds and testing them in animals. I should mention that there is a rule of thumb we use before an agent can be classified as an incapacitant. We feel that the mortality should be very low. Therefore, the ratio of the lethal dose to the incapacitating dose has to be very high. Now, this is a technical job. We have some of the top scientists in the country working for years on how to get more effective incapacitating agents. It's not easy, end quote. He also tells us that an incapacitating agent, quote, imposes a greater logistic burden on the enemy when he has to look after the disabled people, end quote. Well, when a large portion of the population is sick and unable to work, this puts an enormous strain on the economy. Ms. Tenchin states that she predicts that if we do not make this an issue of immediate priority, our country will very quickly become disabled. The next question would be, does Lyme disease and its co-infections fit into this scenario? Certain doctors and researchers feel that Lyme disease and its co-infections, such as Mycoplasma fermentans, which is, by the way, patented by the U.S. Army, are actually microorganisms with excellent credentials for qualifying as disabling biowarfare agents. Well, now we need to talk about how they are manufactured and where. Well, obviously, we have government bioweapons labs, such as Fort Detrick, Maryland. There's also one in Plum Island, New York, which they are trying to close down, and they want to build another one, I believe, that's in Georgia. And there's also one in Houston, Texas. Again, quoting from that same document, and this is really fascinating here, there was an abstract put out by Brookhaven National Labs, and the readers can come to their own conclusions after hearing this. It sounds to her as if it is felt that Lyme disease, Ehrlichia, and Babesia are biological warfare candidates. The project title is Rapid Detection and Identification of Zoonotic Pathogens. It says many of these diseases, the zoonotic pathogens, remain endemic in various regions of the world and therefore pose serious threats to the U.S. armed forces, troops, and civilians who might enter endemic disease zones. A number of these agents have been further weaponized and are widely recognized as being the most significant biothreat agents. The aim of this proposal is to modify a novel DNA-based methodology we have developed for profiling genomic DNAs to permit rapid, cultivation-free differential detection and identification of biothreat infectious agents in their natural environments, including intermediate infected hosts and clinical specimens from humans or infected animals. Now, this is really important. Listen to this part. We plan on using Borrelia burgdorferi, that is Lyme disease, the arthropod-borne etiologic agent of Lyme disease, and Yersinia pestis, the etiologic agent of plague, as our principal test agents to work through the systems. We will begin with the burgdorferi, since although it has a complicated life cycle involving both arthropod and animal intermediates, it is easy to grow, and we have extensive experience working with it in different complex environments, including ticks, rodents, and human samples. Thus, it gives us an opportunity of detecting this pathogen in a variety of complex environments. We also have significant experiments with characterizing and identifying subtle changes in the genome of Y. pestis, that is the plague, utilizing genomic signature tags. We will use these methods as foundation of new, high-throughput, sequence-based systems to detect zoonotic and or vector-borne biothreat agents such as Yersinia pestis, Francisella tularensis, Rickettsia, Rickettsii, and other human pathogens such as Ehrlichia and Babesia species. Now, this can also be outsourced, and I'm predicting that Blackwater in the future will be one of the companies who starts developing biological weapons. And there have been articles that were covered on the Intel Strike Report about people doing things in their garages. Now, that is really scary because, of course, there are no safe rooms, there are no heavy seals or anything in their garages, and they can get out very, very quickly and very easily and be a huge disaster. Well, who would be in charge of taking care of the people and determining if there's a biological outbreak? Well, that would be our friends at the Center for Disease Control and the Public Health Service. Now, if you listen to this show several weeks ago, we talked about the health service and how they are actually a militarized agency. Yes, we have doctors who are militarized. They have nothing to do with the public health. It's all about tracking these bioweapons and tracking outbreaks, and they work for the military, so they don't work for the people. Now, I don't know if any of you out here in radio land or computer land have ever seen the Illuminati card game. If you have not, it really would be interesting to you if you went and looked it up. Just punch in Illuminati card game into any old search engine and it will come up. And the reason I bring this up is there is actually a card about the Center for Disease Control releasing biological weapons. A slightly different tangent here on that Illuminati card game. They do show airplanes flying into the World Trade Center, and they talk about all kinds of other things that have already happened. But I think it is especially prescient that they show the Center for Disease Control releasing biological agents. Now, they are also involved in bioweapon testing and other things like that. Now, we are going to come up on a break. Looks like we have like a minute and a half, but we are going to talk about Lyme disease itself. Now, Lyme disease is called Borrelia burgdorferi, or BB. That is a causative agent of Lyme disease. It is a spirochete, which morphs and changes and attacks the body in numerous ways. And as we saw or heard from the previous criteria for incapacitating agents, it does produce a number of symptoms, so many in fact that people who have Lyme disease are sometimes diagnosed with having many different conditions. But of course, when they're taking all kinds of drugs for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and things like this, it doesn't ever address the actual cause, the causative agent, which is again that spirochete, that Borrelia burgdorferi. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about in detail about Lyme disease, and interestingly enough, it does have some connection with Mycoplasma fermentans. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Stay right here. You're going to learn a whole lot. We'll be right back.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilder lands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one-world dictatorship is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our mass communication.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to get into Lyme disease now. And again, we're referencing a document called Lyme Disease, a Biological Weapon by Marjorie Tietjen. And that is, again, located in the library at www.nwolibrary.com. And that is in biomedical research, in the Lyme Disease section. So it's the Lyme Disease, Spirochete, Borrelia, burgdorferi, and Mycoplasma fermentans are both extremely pathogenic and can cause problems in every body system. In fact, they present with systems so similar to each other that one has to wonder what the connection is. Sufferers of Lyme disease are very often co-infected with Mycoplasmas, Babesia, Ehrlichiosis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and certain viruses. We are told that Lyme disease has been around for hundreds of years and that ticks are filthy organisms which can spread many diseases in one single bite. This appears to be true, but is this due to a natural evolutionary process, or is the sudden proliferation of countless co-infections a process which has had some help from biowarfare researchers? Are all these ticks carrying multi-pathogens naturally this way, or are they the result of the Russian doll cocktail concept? Have the ticks themselves been modified to endure harsh weather extremes? The ticks that carry Lyme disease appear to be surviving in climates previously inhospitable to the species. In fact, the disease is becoming endemic in many parts of the world at once and seems to be just as controversial everywhere it spreads. Why is this? If Lyme disease is an unaltered ancient organism, then shouldn't the medical community be aware of its very diverse symptom complex? Shouldn't they know it is a great imitator, such as its close relative syphilis? Global warming always seems to be the one excuse used when insect vectors cross their climate boundaries, but maybe it's actually due to genetic engineering. Well, if you don't know the history of Lyme disease, it was actually, and they won't admit to this, but in actual fact, it was released from the Plum Island Bioweapons Facility in New York. And the infected ticks started biting a bunch of children in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and that's where the name comes from. There was this cluster of children who were infected, and they were all diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis at a young age. Now, of course, that raised a bunch of red flags because little children don't get rheumatoid arthritis. So that's where the name comes from, and that is where this bioweapon actually came from. Now, some people may say that, oh, gee, it escaped. But, well, as we have heard from the long history, and again, I only mentioned a few of those out of the entire document, and there are other documents in the library that discuss this, the United States has a long history of testing biological weapons and other agents on unwitting public. So Ms. Chen Jian goes on to say the Lyme spirochete and Mycoplasma fermentans are both extremely pathogenic, cause problems in every body system. Now, what are these symptoms of Lyme disease? How do you know if you have it? Well, this document now is from Medline Plus, and it is entitled Lyme Disease, and I am pasting the link into the Oracle Broadcasting Network's chat room. And again, if you'd like to go there, you just go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the little button that says chat room, and boom, there you are. If you are not at your computer right now, you can just write down the names of the documents and locate them on my website, the library, later on. There are three stages of the Lyme disease. Stage one is primary. Stage two is called secondary. Stage three is obviously called tertiary. Now, not everyone infected with the bacteria gets ill. If a person does become ill, the first symptoms resemble the flu and include chills, fever, headache, lethargy, and muscle pain. There may be what's called a bullseye rash, a flat or slightly raised red spot at the site of the tick bite, and with a clear area in the center. It can be larger than 1 to 3 inches wide. Now, they are normally spread by deer ticks, and if you live out in the woods or anywhere in the country, you know what deer ticks are. They are very small, and they're kind of hard to see. They're not like the regular big ticks. But so anytime you go out in the woods, boy, you need to really be careful and check yourself as soon as you come inside. Symptoms of Lyme disease in people at the later stages include body-wide itching, joint inflammation, stiff neck, and unusual or strange behavior. Now, it goes on to say, deer ticks are so small that they're almost impossible to see. Therefore, many people with Lyme disease never even saw a tick. Now, if you are still wondering if you have Lyme disease, there is a handy symptom checklist, and that is also in the library and biomedical research in the Lyme disease section, and it is called Lyme disease symptom checklist, and I posted that also into the Oracle Broadcasting chat room. Now, the official medical research and the official line is that, oh, Lyme disease is not transmissible. Well, you know, I really want to put fat rats right behind what that says. I know for an absolute fact from personal experience that it is transmissible, not only from ticks to humans, but it is transmissible from human to human. It has been found in saliva, blood, semen, breast milk, and general bodily fluids. Whatever you do, if you live with somebody that has Lyme disease, do not drink from their cups. I actually have multiple family members who have Lyme disease, and that is how some of them got it, either from kissing or from drinking from the infected person's glass. So when we go to that person's house, everybody labels their cups. We put a little colored rubber band on it, and we use that cup all day so nobody gets confused, because it's really a brutal disease, and you really don't want to get it. Now, how do you test for Lyme disease? Well, besides, you know, the bullseye rash on your skin shortly after being bitten, you can also have blood tests done. And they test for the antibodies that can be detected. And it's using a laboratory method called an enzyme-linked immunoadsorbent assay. And that acronym is called ELISA. Or you can get the Western blot test. The ELISA test can sometimes give false positives, but the Western blot test is a really good one. So Lyme disease is terrible. It causes arthritis. You can have chronic fatigue syndrome type of symptoms. It messes with your thinking. People get very fuzzy. They have like a brain fog. They forget things easily. It can cause problems in their speech. It can cause problems in every single aspect of a person's body. But what do you do about it? If you have it, is there any hope for you? Well, yes, actually there is. The main thing that doctors will do, and it's very important that you go to someone, a doctor who is Lyme literate. Otherwise, you know, you go in and you give them all of your symptoms, and they're going to diagnose you with all kinds of different things. And then you'll end up on all kinds of different pharmaceuticals for different things. And again, never addressing the actual causative agent, which is the Borrelia burgdorferi. Okay. The causative agent does present a persistent infection and is many times incurable with the standard antibiotic regimes. While usually antibiotics are necessary in controlling and improving the Lyme infection, it appears the organism may never totally be eradicated. It is known that there are techniques used to enhance bacterial resistance to antibiotics. So, while on the one hand, the medical authorities are warning us of the dangers of overuse of antibiotics and even limiting their valid applications, on the other hand, they are creating and perhaps even letting loose antibiotic-resistant germs. Now, of course, that is not by accident. In 1984, Secretary of State Caspar Weinberger reported, quote, normally harmless, non-disease-producing organisms could be modified to become highly toxic or produce disease which an opponent has no treatment or cure. And that was quoted in Soviet Military Power, 1984, page 73. Well, you can get a long-term course of antibiotics. And in the earlier stages of this disease, it does help, but you do need to understand that that will never make it go away completely. Once it's in your body, it can go dormant. It can reappear months later or even years later if you get the flu or you get some virus. It reactivates in your body. So it's something that once it's in you, it's in you, and you need to learn to manage it. We'll talk about some other things, herbs and other things, that can help you on the other side of the break. You're right back. You're going to learn a lot. Be right here.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control plot. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
Decoding the New World Order. Past, present, and future. Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Global Reality with Josh Reeves.
There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the stock in your brain, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock or the corporation for the United States, because you are a money maker.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining us, we are talking about bioweapons, specifically Lyme disease and Morgellons disease. Right before this last break, I mentioned that we were going to talk about some other methods to combat or manage Lyme disease that were not antibiotics. Well, herbs. There are plants grow around us everywhere, and there is a reason for every single one. They can be used for all kinds of different things, and plants can heal you. The first one we're going to talk about is cat's claw, and that the actual name is Una de Gato. It's hard to distinguish from other plants that look sort of similar to it. So the stuff you get from the health food store may not actually be the actual cat's claw. You need to find a Lyme literate doctor, and it's very important to be careful with the dosage of cat's claw, because if you take too much, it will make you feel like you have a flu because you are killing too many bacteria at one time, and it will overload your liver. So you would start out with a half a drop or one drop three times a day in water. It has no flavor, and work your way up to about five drops three times a day. Now, as with the antibiotics, it doesn't really work forever. It will work for a few years, and from my family members' experience, then you have to switch to something else. Now, we have another show here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network called Cordite Country, and my good friend Cordy Howell hosts that show. She comes on right after me on Saturdays, and she also has a show on Sundays at the same time. And she is super duper literate in herbs and weeds and all their various uses and what they can do for you, what you can eat, what you can't. and their healing properties. And she says she had a sister that had Lyme disease. She says Japanese knotweed, garlic, echinacea, cat's claw, and golden seal are all good for treating Lyme disease. She said her sister used them every day for about 8 months. But she did it, and when she went back to the doctor, he said nothing showed in the test results and that she was still considered a victim of Lyme disease. So apparently those things have great hope. Please write those down and make sure you listen to Cordy's show every Saturday and Sunday, because I'm telling you, she is a wealth of knowledge about plants, gardening, survival, things that you can do to get off the grid and take back your life. Take back your responsibility for your life. I mean, one of the first shows I heard that she did was how to make your own laundry detergent. I mean, great. This great stuff. So you never know what she's going to talk about, but it's always interesting, and I never miss it, and neither should you. Another thing that you can use is colloidal silver. You can use that about 20 drops 2 to 3 times a day in water or, you know, whatever, and I guess or just under your tongue. And that will work also for a few years. Another thing is something called immune factor. And their immune factor is kind of like a vitamin type of product, and they are numbered. And you'll have to find out the one that works on mycoplasma and this one that works for Lyme disease. Then there's another product called Miracle Mineral Supplement. Now, the maximum you should ever take is 6 drops a day. You have to work up to it. The directions are on the product. It is sodium chlorite, which is used as a cleaner in hospitals and other places. Now, what you do is you mix that with a certain number of drops of citrus, whether lime, citrus, or vinegar, and when they combine, it becomes chlorine dioxide, and boy, it kills those little buggers. And that, of course, is the whole plan. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to get rid of all these nasty bugs inside of the body, because, again, some people may have Lyme disease and not present the same symptoms as other people who have more advanced stages of that disease. And so it can be in your body and just be completely latent and you wouldn't know it. You know, it may all of a sudden come out when you, like I said earlier, you get a cold or you get the flu or, you know, something else. And whammo, there you go. So we don't want that happening. And colloidal silver is good for you. It's good for you for all kinds of things. Someone else in the chat room posted that they got some monoatomic gold, and all I can say is that is really bad stuff. You want to stay away from that. You know, it is kind of pimped out on the internet. You'll see big banners for it here and there, but you know, do your own research, and you will find that even though it says that it will make you have more psychic abilities and it'll help you get better and all these things, really bad, very bad stuff. It only does that for a while, but the catch to that monoatomic gold is the fact that it makes you a lot more susceptible to the various methods of programming, which is another word for mind control. And I know that when people say mind control, that obviously, you know, brings up the image of in your mind of some crazy person wearing a tinfoil hat. Well, I've done a show all about psychotronic warfare and the various weapons that are associated with that, and we talked a lot about the history. And you know, this capability has been around since at least the 50s. The Soviets had it. They really exploited it. And, of course, the United States, you know, doesn't want the Soviets to be ahead of them. So they really, you know, double time did their research. And I'll tell you, if you didn't listen to that show yet, it's really, really advanced now. And it's not just through the TV. It's all kinds of other methods. I mean, the radio, and by that I mean, of course, commercial radio, cell phone towers. Cell phones use the same frequency that the human mind uses. And all those cell phone towers that are so ubiquitous all around the United States, well, you know, people demanded that there be no dead zones. Well, we can't have our cell phones cutting out while we're talking on the phone and driving. So they made more cell phone towers. And I'm just going to interject here that, you know, the people who are behind the scenes, who are really manipulating events through other people, they like to stay behind the scenes. And they do not have our best interests at heart. They do not care about us. They are really, really bad people. And it's important to understand that they are constrained by the principle of consent. Now, that consent can be overt consent. Yes, I agree to do this, or agree to let you have this, you know, responsibility over me. Or it can be passive consent. And what that means is, well, you know, you didn't say no, so therefore you consented. Well, people demanded all these cell phone towers be everywhere. Now, the reason I bring that up is because, again, cell phones use the same frequency as the human mind. So not only are we listening on our cell phones and giving ourselves brain cancer, which we'll do another show about that specifically later, but all of these messages are flying around through the airwaves. I mean, just through the air, you're walking around. So all these frequencies are just going right through you. And that is not a good thing. And really the reason I brought that up is because messages can be specifically transmitted and relayed by all those cell phone towers all around the United States and also the Western world. So monoatomic gold will actually make a person more susceptible to that. I mean, watching television, your brain entrains to the waves in about 30 seconds if you watch it often. If you do not watch it often, I mean, if you're one of the smart people who has killed your television and don't watch it, it'll only take about 45 seconds for your brain to entrain to those waves. So monoatomic gold makes you more susceptible to that. So I realize that is a tangent, but someone mentioned it in the chat room, and I just really had to expound on that, not only for their benefit, but for everyone else's as well. Now, here is something that one of my family members uses to combat Lyme disease, and it is called a zapper. And, you know, that's kind of a silly name for it, but it kind of actually does that. If you plug into a search engine the name Hulda Clark, and the first name is H like Henry, U like umbrella, L-D-A Clark, you will find directions on how to build it. It doesn't cost that much, and pretty much anybody can do it. And apparently it works really well. Talk about more gallons on the other side of the break. Hour 2 coming up. An Iconoclast report. I'm here on Oracle Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that have always existed and presumably always will exist, get people actually to love their servitude. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday with me. We are discussing bioweapons, specifically Lyme disease and Morgellons disease. In the last hour, we talked about Lyme disease. In this hour, we're going to talk about Morgellons. Now, if you've never heard of this, it is a skin condition, and there is a lot of controversy and mystery shrouding this particular disease. From a document that I have not had a chance to put up in the library yet, but I will do that right after the show, entitled Morgellons Disease, Managing a Mysterious Skin Condition, put out by the Mayo Clinic. It says, in 1674, English physician and writer Sir Thomas Brown used the term Morgellons disease to describe black hairs emerging from childhood skin lesions. Today, the Morgellons Research Foundation doesn't claim that the disorder described by Brown is the same as Morgellons disease. Rather, the foundation adopted the term as a convenient label for a set of signs and symptoms. Now, what are these symptoms of Morgellons disease? They are skin lesions, often accompanied by intense pain or intense itching. Fibers, which may be white, blue, red, or black in and on the lesions. Also, crawling sensations on or under the skin, often compared to insects moving, stinging, or biting. Joint and muscle pain, fatigue significant enough to interfere with daily activity, inability to concentrate and difficulty with short-term memory, and behavioral changes. Other signs and symptoms may include changes in vision, stomach pain or other gastrointestinal symptoms, changes in skin texture and color. Morgellons disease shares characteristics with various recognized conditions, including attention deficit disorder, chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, obsessive compulsive disorder, and a mental illness involving false beliefs about an infestation by parasites, which is called delusional parasitosis. Now, there are many, many people who have Morgellons disease, and sometimes the entire family has it, sometimes they don't. And these people really, really suffer. And, you know, if you can imagine having a sore on your arm, well, you meet somebody and they can't help but look at it. But what if you have sores all over your arms and your shoulders and your back and your legs and your neck and even your face? I mean, it's horrific. And so these people not only have these horrible sores, but the itching and the pain and the fatigue and problems with their memory and their brain, but, you know, when they go out in public, I mean, they just look horrible. So also, of course, they go to the doctor. What in the world is wrong with me? And they tell the doctor about their symptoms. I feel like there's something under my skin. It's so itchy, and it feels like it's crawling. And they're immediately labeled with delusional parasitosis. And many people have been told by their doctors, well, you have all these scabs and lesions on your body because you keep itching. So just stop itching and you'll be fine. But they don't seem to really understand that it's not the itching that causes the lesions. Their lesions come out anyway. And a lot of the sufferers of Morgellons disease will try to pull these fibers out of the lesions. and put them in either little plastic baggies or in a matchbox or some kind of little container and bring them to their doctors to show them, look at this stuff that's coming out of my skin. Well, guess what? That is also one of the criteria for delusional parasitosis, believe it or not. So, you know, these four people are trying to explain to their doctors that this is really real, and these are the symptoms, and things are coming out of their body, and people don't have, you know, red and green hair sticking out of their bodies normally, but they're blown up.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilder lands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And I have noted, with increasing dismay, that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or seem in process of coming true, that a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about Morgellons disease now, and if you've never heard of that, you're going to learn all about it today. Right before the break, I was talking about how Morgellons disease shares characteristics with other conditions such as ADHD, chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, obsessive compulsive, and delusional parasitosis. And somebody mentioned that the psychiatry and psychological industries seem to be a little bit complicit in this. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are actually people out there who believe that they have parasites who actually don't. But, you know, when a person has very strange color hair is sticking out of their skin. You know, we don't normally have blue hair sticking out of our skin. We don't normally all of a sudden become covered in lesions. Yeah, that should be their first clue. Some of the people who bring in these fibers that come out of their lesions, of different colors, they're just blown off and they're told, oh, well, you know, that's just from your clothes. It just got stuck to that. Well, that is actually not the case. Those fibers have been investigated. I encourage everyone to check out the Morgellons Research Foundation. They have a motherload of information there. Also, there is a lot of information on another slightly unrelated website, and it is called rents.com, and that is R-E-N-S-E.com. Just type in the little search box there, Morgellons, and he has all kinds of pictures. He has, you know, a huge amount of information there also. Well, the consulting doctors for the Morgellons Research Foundation, they are pathologists. They are, you know, very highly esteemed in their field. And some of these gentlemen and ladies have done research on these actual fibers and on the lesions themselves because, and I apologize, this is a little bit gross, but it has to be said to explain this correctly. When a person who is affected by this attempts to pull the fiber out, sometimes the entire lesion comes out of their skin, although it seems like there are little tentacles on the underside of the lesion that are holding it in their skin, and it's very, very painful. So the lesions themselves and the fibers have been investigated by these consulting pathologists and biologists. And what they found is truly fascinating and horrifying at the same time. Now, it seems to be a parasitic type of infection where there are sometimes just single fibers and sometimes they're actually what they're called fuzz balls. They're these giant little, well, not giant, but these little balls with all kinds of fibers wrapped up in themselves, and they appear to be able to replicate. Wow, that is, it's really creepy. Now we're going to quote from a document that is actually in the library. It is called The Mystery of Morgellons Disease, and that is written by Savely et al., and that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Dermatology. And I am, as always, posting this into the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, and you can find it on www.nwolibrary.com. That is my website. I upload all the documents there, and you can download them and read them along with me, or you can just check them out at your leisure. But I did post the direct link to that document in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, and you can get there by going to www.oraclebroadcasting.com, click on the little link that says chat room, and boom, you're there. It says there is some evidence to suggest that skin lesions and fibers may not be readily apparent in all individuals with this disease, as family members of patients often report similar systemic disease symptoms without the skin symptoms. Whether the disease is transmissible by human contact remains unclear. Although most people with Morgellons disease are very fearful of infecting family members, families in which all members are affected often have suspected simultaneous exposure to an inciting agent. Contact with the soil or waste products also appear to be associated with the disease. Well, how in the world could this get into the soil? We'll get into that a little bit later. I have my own theory. Other people have shared that theory as well. Now I want to talk about the interconnection with Lyme disease. As I mentioned just a little bit ago, it has it does present some of the same symptoms as Lyme disease, the chronic fatigue, the aching joints, the what people call brain fog. It's very, very difficult for them to think clearly. They have short-term memory problems. Sometimes they even have problems with their speech, forgetting words for things. I mean, they intellectually they know the word, but they just can't recall it at the moment. And I can't even imagine how difficult that must be on top of all the other symptoms that they display. Well, many patients with Morgellons disease have positive Western blots for Borrelia burgdorferi, the causative agent of Lyme disease. Now remember, in the previous hour, I was talking about how you can get tested for Lyme disease. There's the ELISA test and also the Western blot test. So those are the two really good ones. It appears that there may be a connection between the two diseases, with one infection possibly predisposing an individual to a second infectious agent. Whether all patients with Morgellons disease also have Lyme's disease remains to be seen. Now, the first author, Virginia Savely, is a registered nurse, and it says she now has more than 80 patients in her practice who fit the criteria for Morgellons disease. The patients have come from all over the United States, and the consistencies of their story is impressive. All but one of the patients tested positive for Lyme borreliosis. With these patients, they're treated with antibacterials for their Lyme disease. Remission of the Morgellons symptoms is seen in most of them. This observation distinguishes Morgellons from the dermatologic conditions that were mentioned earlier in the document that I am citing. Well, where in the world do people get Morgellons disease? Is it all over, or just maybe in a few places? Well, actually, in the United States, California, Texas, and Florida seem to have the highest reports of Morgellons disease, with primary clusters noted in Los Angeles and San Francisco, California, and in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, Texas. California accounts for 26% of the cases in the United States, but all 50 states and 15 different nations, including Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and the Netherlands, have reported cases of Morgellons disease. The total number of registrations on the Morgellons Research Foundation website is presently at 2,200, which is believed to be a fraction of the actual number of cases. Now, this document was written several years ago, and I believe at the present it's over 10,000. And again, you know, not everybody is on the computer. Not everybody knows that there's somewhere to report their condition to. So we'll talk about who is predisposed to it on the other side. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control plot. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Pull back the curtain to expose the matrix on Axiom Radio with Rob Jowden and Joel Disson, weekdays at 7 p.m. on the one and only Oracle Broadcasting Network.
30 years ago, a fable that brave new world, which is essentially the account of society, making use of all the vices at their time available, and some of the vices which I imagine to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out the inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. We are talking about Morgellons disease. And, of course, everyone wants to know, well, who gets it? We talked about it's in all 50 states in the United States, mostly California, Texas, and Florida, but all 50 states. So who is predisposed? Well, the two main occupational groups reporting symptoms of Morgellons are nurses and teachers. Nurses outnumber the teachers 3-1. But both occupational groups represent a significant percentage of patients with this disease. It's unclear what the risk factors of these two occupational groups might be, but the possibility of casual transmission of infectious agents has been entertained. Well, I would say that'd be kind of obvious. Patients have reported symptoms of this disease in their pets, even. The majority of reports involve dogs, but cats also appear to be increasingly affected. There have been also recent reports of horses with skin lesions fitting the descriptions of the Morgellon lesions. Several horse owners have observed fibers associated with the skin lesions on their animals by using a lighted 30x optical handheld microscopes. Well, what in the world can you do about it? Antibiotics, long course of antibiotics, sort of similar to Lyme disease. Quoting now from a document entitled Skin Lesions and Crawling Sensations, Disease or Delusion by that same registered nurse, Virginia Savely. Oh, excuse me, she's a nurse practitioner, not a registered nurse. Mary Lytow, and this was published in Advance, which is a magazine for nurse practitioners in 2005. The antibiotics that nurse Savely has used are doxycycline, clarithromycin, and metronidazole, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last one, but the brand name of it is Bactrim, and the next one is Lacepin. Any kind of topical ointment that can provide symptoms of a lesion, she found the primary health benefit is providing a protective barrier. Now, I also have in the library, and again, that's www.nwolibrary.com, in the biomedical research section under Morgellons, I have a document that is all pictures of a sufferer, and, you know, it shows the lesions all over, you know, obviously the proper parts of her body, and they are at various degrees of magnification. And, you know, from just standing near her, it just looks like a bunch of sores on her body. And, you know, I mean, that would elicit pity and empathy in any normal person. But when you look at what they look like at the varying degrees of magnification, you can see the fibers sticking out. You can see the little balls of fibers. And I mentioned that some of the consulting doctors who work with the Morgellons Research Foundation have done studies on these hairs. Well, I did not mention at that time that some of these aspects of the lesions and even the hairs themselves fluoresce without any kind of, you know, other agent being added to them. Now, that's really bizarre. Now, some of the theories about where the pathogen that produces Morgellons disease comes from, you know, as it was mentioned earlier, it can be found, I guess, some people from the soil or, you know, coming in contact with other people. Well, how does it get in the soil? A theory that I entertain, I have come to that conclusion or that arrived at that hypothesis through my research, and after coming to that hypothesis, I found other people who have also come to that conclusion, so that hypothesis also, and it is that they come from things that are sprayed in the sky. Now, depending on how old you are, you may remember from your childhood looking up in the sky and it was a beautiful blue. You may remember lying down in the grass in the summertime and looking at the beautiful clouds and using your imagination to see the faces or animals or other different things that you could see in the clouds. Well, you know, in the last 10, actually since the 90s, our skies are not really blue anymore. Maybe in Arizona and New Mexico, when I visited there in the 1990s, it was that beautiful cartoon blue. It was awesome. And it really jogged my memory. Well, gee, I mean, I live in Virginia. I wonder, well, why in the world is it this sick, anemic kind of silvery, pale blue? I just couldn't understand it. Well, I started looking up, and since 1990, what I have noticed are these giant white stripes that are left by airplanes and jets when they fly through the air. Now, of course, you remember being a child, maybe, lying down on the grass, looking up at the sky, and seeing a little contrail come out of an airplane. Well, that contrail would disappear as it went. It would stay, you know, if you suck your fingers up in the air to kind of measure it, it would stay about 2 inches from the back of the plane, but it disappeared. Well, not since the 1990s. They are spraying something that leaves these white stripes in the sky, and those white stripes, the material in them, start to dissipate pretty quickly. Some people call them, they call them chemtrails. The Air Force calls them persistent contrails, and they are actually mentioned in public school curricula that, oh, they're persistent contrails, and they tell the children that the reason that they are being you know, spraying what they call chaff into the atmosphere is to protect us from global warming. Well, other people have done some research into what exactly they are spraying, or at least what comes down to the ground. Excuse me, an excellent website that I highly recommend to everyone listening in Radio Land and Computer Land is Carnicom.com. That's Carnicom, like M&M, .com. It's run by a gentleman, Clifford Carnicom, and he does have a background in science and also aviation, I believe. And he has all kinds of scientists all over the world working on this particular mystery. They have taken samples all over the world from what falls out from these nasty white stripes in the sky, and what they have found is very disturbing. There are a lot of heavy metals, barium, aluminum, radioactive thorium particulate, and it's important to note that these are super teeny weeny little particles, you know, microns, a few micron sized particles, and all three of those are carcinogenic, meaning they cause cancer. So that's bad. That's really bad. And they don't stay up in the atmosphere. They do come down on their own and also through the rain. And people all over the world, like I said, are studying this phenomena, and they have sent what they have collected to various labs and double and even triple blind tests. And you know, the results come back. Well, they've also found unknown biological organisms in there. They have no idea what they are. And that a sample of that unknown biological organism was sent to the CDC. And we'll talk about how they responded on the other side of this quick break.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second half an hour. We are talking again about Morgellons disease and discussing potentially where it comes from. And one person in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room mentioned that there are also other things in what are commonly called chemtrails. They were mentioning that there are human blood cells. Yes, actually, there are. They have found desiccated human blood cells containing cancer viruses. I forgot the other thing, and mycoplasma, and even Ebola. I mean, that's just crazy. And many of you out there don't know that cancer is actually caused by a virus. It is not from necessarily the things that we are told. You are not necessarily predisposed to cancer just because someone in your family has it. It is actually caused by a virus, which of course means that it is transmissible though. And that is a very sneaky thing. Now, I did talk about that a little bit in the first hour when we were talking about Lyme disease, and we were talking about incapacitating agents that the military is very interested in, and they have tested on the United States public without our knowledge. This seems to be maybe something that is along those lines. Morgellons is, again, incapacitating. People get a crippling chronic fatigue. It messes with their brain. But I was talking about a website that is really, I consider, the ultimate website for information about those chemtrails. And those persistent contrails, those nasty white stripes that come out of airplanes and dissipate into the atmosphere, and your beautiful blue sky goes away and it becomes this nasty, anemic, white, just, ugh, it's yucky. And that website, and I'm going to spell it slowly because I don't know if it was really clear last time, it was C-A-R, like car, N like Nancy, I like Ivan, C like car, O like Oscar, M like Mary, carnicom.com. And there's a lot of technical information on there that, frankly, is way over my head. But he also had made an excellent documentary. It's called Aerosol Crimes, and that's spelled A-E-R-O-S-O-L Crimes. And you can find that up on, I believe, Google Video and maybe even YouTube. It is long. It gives you a really great background, and they do talk about some of the things that have been found in dissipating from those nasty white stripes. Well, I told you we were going to talk a little bit about Mycoplasma fermentans. Earlier I did mention when I was talking about the history that the United States has about testing their biological weapons on human beings, and it came up that Gulf War soldiers who came back tested positive for Mycoplasma incognitus. Now, Mycoplasma is kind of like a fungus, a fungal infection, but it is similar because it actually changes. It modifies itself. It morphs. It grows. It changes so that it is extremely difficult to treat. Most of us actually are already infected with Mycoplasma, whether we know it or not, because of these things that are coming out of these nasty chemtrails. And Mycoplasma, along with the desiccated human blood cells and the unknown biological organism, have been found to be coming from the chemtrails. Now, I mentioned that this unknown biological organism, a sample of that was sent to the Center for Disease Control. And that is a very interesting story because it was boxed up, you know, just typical standard scientific procedure, sent in the, you know, I guess UPS or whatever. But they had it set so that it had to be signed for. So they got proof that the CDC did receive it. Well, nothing happened. So Mr. Carnicom's scientist contacted them again and said, you know, we did send this to you. What have you found? And the CDC responded by saying, well, we didn't receive anything. We don't know what you're talking about. Typical government. And so when it was shown to them, well, we do have the record of someone in your agency signing for it, no answer for a long time. Didn't respond to multiple queries. And then when they finally did, they said, well, we did receive it, but we do not accept or test unsolicited biological material. Well, you can bet your sweet Bibby that they did test that. And I would have to posit that they actually know what it is. There is actually a document also in the library. It is a timeline of the Center for Disease Control's involvement in the mycoplasma disease saga. At first they said, oh no, it's nothing, you know, stop itching. And then as a response to so many people who contacted their congressman, who then turned around and contacted the CDC, well, maybe it is something, we'll have to look into it. And they stalled for a while, and then finally they decided that they were going to have a bidding process for a reputable company to look into this. Well, yeah, that means industry, who will just cover it up, as they usually do. So they chose Kaiser Permanente, and all along this entire process, up until that point, and even still today, the CDC will not have anything to do with, they will not respond to, they will not have conference calls, they will not interact in any way with the consulting medical professionals who work with the Morgellons Research Foundation. So to me, that's a little, okay, that's a big red flag. They don't want to hear what these people have found out. They don't want to acknowledge that, gee, yes, they are biological organisms. It is an infection. It isn't just a delusional parasitosis. And they may even, as some people have posited, be nanites. There is, and I will put this up in the library later, there is a document that has pictures and successive magnifications of something that's called a little seed or sand that comes out of these lesions, people that are Morgellon sufferers. And they blew it up, and it is metallic, and it is multi-layered. And so that is very fascinating. Now, I don't know that that's the cause of Morgellon's disease, but it may be. It's something to look into. Now, when people contact the United States government about these chemtrails, or they contact their congressman, you know, their congressman may actually contact the military and make a query. Well, the result is always the same. Oh, they're just persistent contrails. We're just spreading chaff to you know, make rain or whatever. Well, yeah. What's in the chaff is what is interesting. And they absolutely deny everything. And in government, that's called plausible deniability. As always, we maintain plausible deniability. And they do. They will lie till the cows come home. They will make up any number of red herrings so that, you know, people are thrown off of the tracks to cover up all of the malevolent things that they do. And I would consider, and you probably would also, testing biological weapons on human beings without their knowledge is pretty malevolent. If anyone would like to call in and be a part of the show, if you have long distance, the number is 866-841-1065. If you do have free long distance, the local number is 512-904-8014. We'd love to hear from you. You can be part of the broadcast and tell us if you know anyone who has Lyme disease or Morgellons, or you know anything about these nasty, quote-unquote, persistent contrails, because it's really ugly. I want my real clouds back. In fact, I am a mom, and we have what we call no play outside days when there are chemtrail days, because I don't want my child inhaling radioactive thorium and aluminum and magnesium and barium. You know, there are a number of carcinogens in our atmosphere and our environment already. We really don't need to add anything to that. Well, we'll get more into this on the other side. Last segment coming up on the Iconoclast Report here on Oracle Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Question of how and why the United Nations is the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our mass.
Welcome back, everybody, to the very last segment of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, of course, Carolyn Harris. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your Saturday with me. We have been talking about biological weapons, biowarfare, specifically Lyme disease and mycoplasma. And the mystery of mycoplasma, we don't really truly know where it comes from, but there are theories. Some people think that nanites have gotten into the human body and are self-replicating. Some people believe that it is the unknown biological organism that was collected, that came from the sky after a massive spraying effort of chemtrails. So we don't know for sure, But I do know, and it has been demonstrated all over the world, and I do want to make this aside here, these chemtrails are actually all over the world. There is somewhere out there in the internet a beautiful picture of our lovely blue marble taken from space, and it shows the unadulterated, unairbrushed picture of the weather. And you can see these white hatch marks. And, of course, they are more dense in some areas and less dense in others. But, I mean, even in Saudi Arabia, they have chemtrails. So it's bizarre. What is the purpose of this? The military says, of course, that, you know, it's to protect us. They tell the school children in the government indoctrination camps that it's to protect us. It's making a shield so we won't be burned by the sun and, you know, all these little Orwellian reasons they come up with. But other people, the people that I mentioned earlier, the scientists and volunteers around the world, have been taking samples. And you will maybe notice that after you see those stripes in the sky, there will be weird little kind of filaments on your car that look a little bit like spider webs, but they're not like normal spider webs. That is definitely fallout from whatever it is that they're spraying up there. On the Carnicom.com website, they have lab reports that came back. As I mentioned before, people have taken samples and sent them to 2, 3, 4 different labs, and they have the copies of those lab reports detailing exactly what was found. And that is really fascinating. There are a lot of heavy metals and other things in there that are just really bad for us. Well, so we know that our government does, or at least has, tested their biowarfare agents on us, even in Canada and other countries. We know that they do have what they call soft kill weapons, and as we listen to the abstract from the proposal for Brookhaven Laboratories, they do have extensive experience working with mycoplasma fermentans and also the causative agent of Lyme disease. And they specifically stated that they have experience working with these infectious agents in human beings. Now, all of this information is unsettling, to say the least. It can make you mad as hell. It could make you afraid. But it is not transmitted to you for the intention of making you afraid. Fear paralyzes. Information empowers. Now, you now have this information. You can choose to look up in the sky. And if you notice those white nasty stripes coming out of the back of planes or just streaks across your sky, you will be able to see for yourself. Also, someone in the chat room mentioned that there is another great repository, actually two, of information about these chemtrails, and one of them I mentioned previously. It is rents.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, hosted by Jeff Rents. And another one is called theforbiddenknowledge.com, and they have a section on chemtrails also. We need to take our responsibility back. We need to filter our water. We need to, if at all possible, grow our own food. Eat organic. Maybe you may choose also to have no play outside days for your children to protect them from these cancerous heavy metals that are falling out of the sky from these chemtrails. Whatever it is that you choose to do, or multiple things that you choose to do, take responsibility and spread the word. Educate other people. A great way to do that is by asking questions. And one really good thing that I have found is asking people if they remember in their childhood lying down in the grass and looking at the beautiful clouds and looking at pictures in the clouds, and ask them to look up. Have you looked up lately? You know, have you noticed those strange white stripes? You know, next time you think about it, look up. And, you know, they may think that you are secretly wearing your tinfoil hat at home, but you never know. You're planting seeds. They may choose to do that. They may choose to look into it further. All we can do is spread the information because knowledge is power. But taking responsibility is also power, and that is something that is a choice for everyone. And we here on Oracle Broadcasting are dedicated to giving you information that you may or may not find anywhere else, so that you can take your responsibility back, so that you can provide for your family and protect yourself in the ways that you choose to do. And, you know, we love you. We love each and every single one of you, and I really appreciate all of the listeners who let me into their homes on Saturday and who listen also on the archives. And I encourage you, if you have a few extra dollars, to click on the chip-in banner on the main OracleBroadcasting.com website, because we are not a giant commercial station. If, you know, we have more listeners clicking, chipping in, then the cost doesn't come out of the host's pockets. And we are doing this for you. We're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for you, because everyone deserves to have the real truth and the real information. And we have, I think it's 21 or 23 hours of live radio every single day. So many varied formats, so many different hosts, and just, I listen from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. I'm addicted. I can't help it. Could be worse. There are worse things to spend your time doing, but it's always interesting, always fascinating, and always entertaining. And speaking of entertaining and informative, the show coming up right after me is called The Cordite Report. My good friend Cordy Howell is just a plethora of knowledge about all kinds of herbs, food, I mean, you name it, having to do with being self-sufficient, survival, gardening. She knows about it. And I listen every Saturday and Sunday. She comes on right after my show, and I encourage every single one of you to listen. Spread the word about this wonderful network that we have, because we work for you. If there's something that you want any of the hosts to talk about, send us an email at staff@oraclebroadcasting.com, and we'll get it. And we'll probably talk about it the next time if we can get the information for you, because you know, we're here for you. Some of us have this knowledge, but it doesn't do us any good unless we act on it and we share it with others. So thank you so much for tuning in, and feel free to call in on the next show. We'll hand out the numbers, and you can direct the conversation. You can pipe in with something you may know that I don't. Because, hey, we can all learn. And who knows, your source of information may be more current than mine. Or it may be a better source. But I'll never know unless you tell me, and then we can share that with everyone else. And anytime, day or night, you can always go into the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. And there are always lots of wonderful people in there discussing whatever the host is talking about, survival, community, all kinds of varied and sundry topics. And I have to pull myself away from that sometimes, because I do get engrossed in the conversation. And you make fast friends in there, because, you know, we're pretty much all on the same tree branch. Well, anyway, make sure you stay tuned for Cordy. I'll be back next week. Take care, everybody.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.